יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Yesterday was a great day, and today is too, about the study of what we're going to do, okay? Today is Thursday the 12th of February 2026, and it's Shavuot 25, 5786. Now, we've been looking at some scriptures this week, Exodus chapter 21, 1 through 24, 2 Kings chapter 12, 1 through 17, and Matthew 17, 22 through 27. However, yesterday on the 11th day of February 2026, Shavuot 24, was a special day because something happened on that day that's so powerful, tremendous. Zechariah sees a vision of a rider among the myrtle trees. We looked at that yesterday, but we didn't finish. It's so intense. Now, if you go to those verses, you will see that on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shabbat in the year of Darius, that was yesterday. That's why history lesson is so powerful. That was yesterday. And what happened is that he had a vision on that day yesterday, centuries ago, millennial ago, that he saw a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses red, sorrel, and white. And he said, "What are these?" And the angel said, "I will show you what they are." And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered, "There are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth." Now, we mentioned yesterday, is it possible that these same ones are still walking up and down in the earth? And then we talk about the man on the red horse, and he saw a man riding horseback among the riders, patrolling to and fro throughout the whole earth. And the man of God saw them among the myrtle trees in the hollow, in the ravine. And the mission is to rebuild Jerusalem, another city of Judah, and to examine the work of God's people. Now, these troop of horsemen, according to historians and theologians, were emissaries that the Lord sent on a world mission. Are they still there? Could be. Now, just as Satan walks upon the earth, Job 1, 7, 2 and 2, 1 Peter 5, 8, so the Lord himself has representatives walking up and down the earth observing. Now, one of the colors of the horses was sorrel, which is kind of a dirty yellow or spottish brownish orange. And there's probably, one of the theologians said, a different order of the angelic hosts. And we know that. We know there's different ranks. There's the archangels. And then there's those that are down the list, basically. Now, the man who stood among the myrtle trees in Zechariah 1:11 was the angel of the Lord. And that's important because it was the Old Testament appearance of Jesus before the incarnation in Bethlehem. Now, there's many examples of the angel of the Lord appearing and revealing himself. There's just many. Genesis 16, Genesis 22, Exodus 3, Judges 2. many other places. Now, in this passage, Zechariah 1:11, we know this man as the angel of the Lord. He's God, so God appears. Now, we know the person of Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. John says, we declare him unto you. And he talks about that. Now, the myrtle trees are interesting in themselves because Israel is not likened to the cedars of Lebanon, which are majestic and oak tree, strong, having blooms that emit fragrances when crushed. But that's the myrtle tree. Now, in verse 11, it says, so they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro throughout the whole earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly. Wouldn't that be grand today? Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem, on the cities of Judah? Against you are angry these 70 years. And the Lord answered an angel, talk with me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts. Now listen to what this angel said. I'm zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I'm exceedingly angry when the nations at ease. For I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent. Don't you see the evil intent going on now? Therefore, saith the Lord, I'm returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of the hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem, again proclaiming, the Lord says the Lord of the hosts, my city shall again spread out through prosperity. And the Lord will again comfort Zion, and again will choose Jerusalem. Jerusalem and Israel is the Lord's place. I hear people say, oh, no, no, God gave them up. No, he didn't. He didn't give up Israel. He didn't give up the Jews. See, and when you look at that passage, all the earth was resting quietly. But it was not the right kind of peace. See, that's what we're hearing today. Peace, 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 peace. Wars, stop them. It's not the right kind. And the Lord said, I'm exceedingly angry with the nations at ease. Because he said, look at what's happening. God's people are suffering. Is that what's happening now? So in God's thinking, if the earth is at rest at the expense of his people, there's no true rest at all. Think about that in current events. And they were helped with evil intent. They offered some sort of compassion for Israel. But really? Really? Is that what happened? So God is deep with emotion. That's why he talks about the zealous. And my cities again shall spread out. God promises to restore Jerusalem. And he gives a promise that happened. About 4 years from the time of this prophecy, Zion was comforted and Jerusalem was specially chosen. The temple was rebuilt 4 years after Zechariah gave this prophecy. But he's not done. Not in the least is he done. More tomorrow. Malé nafshi adrech otanu ki yeladim rak b'chanuch.
חפצים אנחנו מזמינים אותך לבוא.